Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The 61st Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo kicked off in the City of Lights of Las Vegas, Nevada. Thursday, December 5th, the competition looked this way. Indian Country representatives in the team roping competition. Coleman Proctor, Cherokee from Oklahoma, was 19 seconds with his partner, did not win any money in the round. 2017 world champion roper Eric Rogers from the Navajo Nation finished third with a 4.3 second time, picking up $15,653 in round number one. Tyler Wade of Texas with his partner Cole Davidson from Stephenville, Texas, were the quick time of the evening, a four-second time, winning the $26,000-plus that each round pays in each event. Defending world champion Clay Smith from Oklahoma and Jade Corkill from Nevada are coming in number one in the nation prior to the first performance. In the bareback bronc riding, Clayton Bigelow from Clements, California, finished second. Your winner, Richmond champion, with a whopping 91.5-point ride aboard Pickett Pro Rodeo Bucking Horse from Texas called Nightcrawler. In the first of a 10-go-round competition steer wrestling, Dakota Eldridge from Montana was a quick 3.6-second time to claim the round. Ty Erickson from Montana is your number one man at the end of the season, winning the PRCA award. In the classic event saddle bronc riding, Zeke Thurston from Canada on a bucking horse of Mo Better Rodeo Company called Sioux City Sioux won the round with 88 points. Canadian bronc rider and Oklahoma bucking horse. Ryder Wright from Milford, Utah, was recognized as being the high money winner at the end of the PRCA season prior to round one. In the tie-down roping in all of our standard events, the best on 10 or aggregate, as it is called, wins over $68,000. Shane Hanchy from Louisiana picked up round one of 10 with a quick 7.6-second time in the tie-down roping. Two-time and defending world champion was the number one man for the season, Caleb Schmidt from Belleville, Texas. WPRA Barrel Racing, Emily Miller, a rookie, was the fast time with a 13.63-second run in the Cloverleaf pattern. 13-time qualifier, South Dakota's Lisa Lockhart, finished second in the round. Nellie Miller from Cottonwood, California, won more money than anybody in the PRCA season. In the bull riding, the number two man in the nation, Stetson Wright, was a 92.5-point ride aboard Charlie Lowry's 4L and Diamond S Rodeo Company bucking bull, Monte Wash. Louisiana bull and a Utah cowboy tying it up in the bull riding. Five-time and defending world champion Sage Kimsey won more money than anyone else for the PRCA season. We had an opportunity to speak to Richmond champion after a big win in the bareback riding.
Coming into year five, I think you get smarter about how you handle your time out here. This first round never goes away, and Steven Dentz, he's at his 10th one. He said, it doesn't matter how many times you tell yourself it's just another rodeo. You can tell yourself all you want, but when you get here, that first round, it's not another rodeo. You know, it's the NFR.
World champion Shane Hanchy from Louisiana had this to say.
It was a good run. Calf was good. Kind of checked off a little bit when I roped him, but I thought I did a real good job of standing my stirrup and wheeling that calf around. And when he was standing, I just knew if I just went and did my job that I would win good money.
Canadian Zeke Thurston in the winner's circle in the bronc riding.
Just an awesome horse. Just not very big. Big heart. Tries hard. She does that every time. They've won rounds here. Houston, San Antonio, everywhere, you know. There's just a great horse, and I was just tickled to have her. Got the hardest one out of the way. Now you just keep the ball rolling and just have fun.
Dakota Eldridge in the steer wrestling winner's circle had this to say.
Having a year off last year after my knee injury, I'm not going to take anything for granted anymore and just have fun down here and run every steer and give it 110%.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.